You're listening to the General Geekery Podcast.
Welcome to episode who knows what of General Geekery.
I'm pretty sure it's 24, but it's anywhere between 23 and 25. So
yeah, somewhere in there. With me as always is JD, and with me sometimes as always is Jimbo.
Hey, and I'm in fucking Walmart.
Yeah, we're doing a live. This is our first like live shopping spree or shopping. You know, some podcasts, they go to the big conventions like San Diego Comic-Con and they podcast live and they get these, you know, fantastic guests and artists on their show. Tonight we are bringing you our show live from the Walmart in Niagara Falls, New York.
Yeah. Wow. And it doesn't really count as a shopping spree if you're not buying anything because there's nothing to buy.
It's a disappointment.
More like a shopping spree.
Yes. Yes.
Pretty much, the store does make me want to puke frequently.
Yeah. As Emily says, it's a disappointment spree.
You can all experience the crushing disappointment of finding what you want together as a group. It'll be beautiful.
Yes.
Well, the problem is, it's not just that that I didn't find anything. It's that I didn't expect to. So I wasn't disappointed. I know, yeah. That's sad, yeah. But... Okay.
I think I've been to Walmart, like, once this year. To look for the new Marvel, the 3¾-inch Marvel Legend figures, because I was looking for that new Iron Man figure, and of course, you know, they didn't have jack shit for anything.
I'll go back down that aisle. And I'll see what they have for the 3¾-inch Marvel Legends line.
I'm going to say, I'm going to throw out there, just a guess, I'm going to say they don't have any.
Oh, they do. Let's see.
Oh, mine doesn't.
Let's see. Triton, Yondu, Ulic, another Yondu, another Ulic, another Yondu, another, oh, there's Captain Marvel, and... another Captain Marvel.
Huh. Well,
that's it. That's absolutely it. And when they did the store reset last month, I'm pretty sure they were the same ones that were sitting there then. And I'm pretty sure they were the same ones that were sitting there 6 months ago and 8 months ago. This Walmart really just, they don't stock.
Yes?
Don't need that.
They do have.
Oh, is that some of the I think I just heard the overhead announcement. And in aisle 6, we have disappointment on clearance. Disappointment on clearance in aisle 6.
Actually, I think that announcement was a manager is needed on line 2.
Oh.
But that's because somebody's complaining about how they never stock anything.
Yeah, it's probably a price check on disappointment.
Yeah, pretty much. But that's priceless. So
right, isn't it though?
Yeah.
I got lucky with there's a Walmart that's not too far. Well, it's about 30 minutes from here up the mountain pass where I got my 3¾-inch Death Troopers and Scarif Stormtroopers right before Christmas. But I took my puppy up there and she gets carsick and threw up in the car going up and coming back.
Since the new movies have come out, I bought the Guavian Enforcer guy, 5POA one.
Yeah.
Bought him for like $280-something on sale at Kroger. That is the absolute sum, 100% total, of all the Star Wars product I've bought since the two new movies have come out.
Man. I like the Scarif Stormtrooper and the Death Trooper. They're fantastic. I bought a bunch of the Death Troopers. I love those things.
I bought the 5POA 2-packs with those in there.
Yeah.
All right, let's see. We're going to do a rundown. Let's see what they have in the 6-inch Black Series.
Is that 5 Darth Revan sitting there?
What?
Is that 5 Darth Revan sitting there?
What? No. No. God, no. Let's see.
I'm being facetious, of course, because
5 Cassian and... No, 6 Cassian Andors. 4... Constable Zuvios, 3 Fins, 1 Rey, and 6 Jyn Ursos.
Man.
And, oh, there's a Poe Dameron, and he's cross-eyed. So, yep, that's absolutely it for the 6-inch Black Series. Oh, wait, no, they have some stuff on the top of the shelf. Let's see. Jyn, Cassian. Oh, God, I'm not even fucking exaggerating. Holy shit. Something tells me they overshipped those two.
Well, something tells me that Hasbro, after all these years, still can't get case pack outs right.
Well, all right. I mean, if you're going to do Cassian Andor, that's cool. But... Why did they start with the outfit that looks like he's basically wearing the Hoth's Han's Hoth outfit? They should have put the one out in the brown jacket with the fatigue pants. No, instead they make that exclusive to Target in that 6-inch 3-pack. Yeah. Jesus Christ!
I did get a new Rogue One figure. It was waiting for me when I got home this morning. I got the SH Figuarts Death Trooper.
You know, I could have predicted that.
How much did he run you?
I don't remember what it was. I got it on Amazon. They were, they weren't too bad on Amazon, actually. The Scarif Stormtrooper was a little more, so I passed on that. But I got the, had to pick up the Death Trooper.
I got an order from Amazon. It's supposed to show up on Monday or Sunday. I got the Game of Thrones wall set with Tyrion, and then I got the Hobbit 5-pack, all the dwarves. I figure I'll put a Tyrion's head on Thorin, make me a decent Tyrion. What other parts I can get over on them? It's only the wall set was $14.
That's not bad.
Hopefully not. I haven't gotten it yet. Wouldn't mind getting 2 of them, maybe. Maybe more, I don't know.
I snagged the, a guy on Facebook had it for, about what Club would charge for it. The, Figure Subscription Series Wave 5, Sneak Peek.
Lame.
See, and I don't see why people are hating on this figure. I like this figure. I think they did an awesome job on the update.
Well, but it's not as fat as the original.
Well, and that's why I like it. He's a friggin' Army Ranger. I never understood why he's fat in the card art.
Yep.
You don't see fat Army Rangers.
But it's not accurate to the vintage release, and that's important to people. Not to me. I couldn't give a fuck less. But... it's still ugly, so
I don't think so. Yeah. I think they did a good job. I like the part selection. The paint apps are fantastic. I think it's a fantastic update. And I don't say that about Hasbro or Club stuff very often, but I think they nailed this one perfectly.
Yeah, well, if it's what you like, then I'm sure it is perfect. But I told you my bias against Sneak Peek, because him and Crazy Legs were in the same color scheme, and when I was a kid, I got Crazy Legs first. So when I got Sneak Peek later, I couldn't figure out. I didn't like the fact that he was wearing the same colors as Crazy Legs, but for no apparent reason.
Maybe they're on the same team. Like sub-team.
Yeah, but nobody else that year was red and gray. So
maybe it's a two-man team, like Scout Sniper or something, you know?
Yeah. But yeah, that's pretty much it. So, do you guys see the, oh yeah, I posted a link to it. Do you guys read the story about the Han Solo movie?
No.
I
was like, that's stupid and I hate it.
So, Bob Iger, president of Disney, made a statement, and he said that the Han Solo movie is gonna, I guess it's gonna chronicle some of the adventures of Han between the ages of 8 and 24. That's so that's different. That's
there's the movie we all wanted to see. Han Solo gets his first pubes.
Well, that's certainly a different route for them to take with one of the Star Wars movies.
Yeah.
Well, you thought they were his pubes, but he was actually just using Wookiee hair.
Yeah.
Oh, interestingly enough, it also says it's going to show the first meeting of Han Solo and Chewbacca, so you might not be that far off. because I it's entirely possible that Han and Chewie do naughty things in the Falcon, so.
Yeah, that's
Chewie is his walking jizz mop.
Jeez, and I thought walking carpet was mean.
Boy, no king, huh? It's a tough crowd.
I seriously think that movie may be the first Star Wars movie I don't see in the theaters.
I'll go see it, but just because it's Star Wars, though. I mean,
just not a single thing about it that's necessary. That one seems like just
pandering,
cash grab, just nothing.
So,
it's absolutely nothing. It's like, let's learn the, you know, what's the origin of Clint Eastwood's Man with No Name? That's a great idea for a movie.
Well, I don't know. I never saw any of the movies with the Man with No Name in them.
They're
so
good.
I can't say.
You're bad, man.
Yeah, I can't say I'd care about the origin story.
You shouldn't. Bad fucking idea all around.
Disagree. It's another movie with Lando in it, so I'm okay with it.
Yeah, we talked about that last week. You and your heart on Lando.
Yeah,
no movie.
I did see a rumor, I don't know, earlier in the week, maybe last week, that they said that once they started announcing more of the spin-off movies, they said a couple of them are going to, some of the ideas they have are for more original storylines, so, and not reliant on previously established timelines and storylines. So, I could go for that, mixing it up and coming up with something, you know, entirely new adventures set in the Star Wars universe without established characters. That could be pretty cool, depending on what they do with it.
And then you saw that they announced a Silver Sable and Black Cat movie?
They announced it's in development, and you know what in development means? That means they have a few ideas they're kicking around. They won't update again for another 6 months, and that will only be if it gets to the scripting stage.
That's a good point.
It's got the potential to be great. I mean, it's got the potential to be cool if it happens, but don't hold your breath.
There's just no way for them to get, that's just not.
I don't know that there's a lot there, but I said that about, like, Guardians of the Galaxy and Doctor Strange and Ant-Man, too, but the Marvel Studios did this. This is, Sony has those rights because they're Spider-Man characters. It's Sony developing it.
Because with them sharing Spider-Man, they could show up in Marvel movies if they needed them to. But,
well, Salt and I posted the new Spidey movie poster on the page, right?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah,
see
that's
that.
Just weird.
That's weird.
Yeah, I'm not feeling that poster.
What's the coat he's wearing?
I don't know. It looks like the golden jacket that Happy Gilmore was trying to win.
It does. I can't tell what that patch is on there. It
looks like a high school jacket, kind of, but it's like a science high school.
Yeah, the
logo looks like a sports jacket, but then it looks like a sports jacket, but the logo looks like something science.
It's like a nerd Letterman's jacket.
Yeah, there you go. That's what I'm looking for.
Says the nerd.
I'm just saying I had a Letterman's jacket for band. Okay, I can recognize a nerd Letterman jacket when I see one.
Bam. Yeah, you can see the Avengers Tower in the background there.
Yeah.
Hey, when I walked into Walmart, they had a display up front of Doritos, and Star-Lord is on the front of the Doritos bag. So,
and that is,
it's interesting.
That is our big news for this week on General Geekery, is Star-Lord is on the Doritos bag.
No, that's not what? News.
But
that
Flint?
Was going to be, what? I don't know. Both, I don't know. I don't know. Both flavors. I don't know. They're all gross, dude. Ew.
We are Doritos.
Talking shit about Cool Ranch, bitch.
Okay. Well, it might taste like Cool Ranch going down, but when you burp it up, it tastes like a cool fart. So, fuck no. No, I just think it's funny because for the first Guardians of the Galaxy, you certainly didn't see them I think somebody's shoplifting something at Walmart.
No!
Dude, I just walked by. Somebody's putting something in their shirt. I'm not kidding.
What?
Oh,
see,
my
this is
God, they really...
drama is what this is.
Oh, my God, I just really... Just watch this teenager put something from the electronics department in her sweatshirt. Okay. Well, that's awesome.
Get the tag up, because he's just going to, ding when he goes out the door.
Right?
Yeah.
I don't know. That's
Walmart customer, so you never know.
I'll say that's, people of Walmart, so...
Yeah, you should have snapped a picture and put it on there. And here's your shoplifting customer for today.
Fuck no. See if I care. It's
You're
their
just
jail
pissed
time.
That they didn't restock the Transformers.
They do have some of the robots in disguise figures, but they don't have Starscream, and that's the only one I'm looking for right now.
There's the little one?
What?
The little one? I've seen him.
No,
the Target, I think.
Well, the the deluxe class one from the cartoon that's on the air right now.
Okay.
Not gonna use it as Starscream. Gonna use it as somebody else. But yeah.
Yeah, I haven't even looked at Transformers recently. I don't even remember the last time I was looking for Transformers.
I'm always on the lookout. Yesterday from Amazon, I ordered one of their platinum sets with Optimus Prime and Megatron. It was half off, so it was like $40 for the 2-pack.
Oh wow!
So yeah, I ordered that yesterday. It hasn't shipped, but that's because I don't have Amazon Prime, so it always takes me an extra 3 days to send anything to me.
Right.
Ben from Ben's World of Transformers posted on Facebook that they had a sale, so ran over to Amazon. I'm like, oh good, because I needed an Optimus Prime figure, and I was looking for one that kind of not necessarily the doesn't have to be the original Optimus, not that exact design, but I wanted something that approached it, and that figure in that 2-pack does. So I'm pretty happy about that. So about 2 weeks from now, I should finally have that. Funny, because usually when those kind of sales pop up, either I don't have the money or I'm not online to see it.
Right.
So by the time I do see the link, it's, you know, long sold out. So that was cool to finally see that.
I'd love it if they did a headmaster of the Cybertronian Optimus, that design that was Devil's Due did for their War Within line or whatnot.
Oh, was that Orion Pax?
Yeah, it was pre-Optimus Prime.
Yeah, like that. I'd love it if they did a headmaster.
I'm kind of hoping that they will, because, well, if nothing else, they've got that, they've got Sergeant Cup coming out, and in the early 2000s, the first Orion Pax figure was a repaint of the Generation 1 Cup, so I don't know. People are speculating now that since they've got a new cup that looks a lot like the Generation 1 cup, that maybe they'll repaint it as Orion Pax. And I won't argue with that at all. That would be super cool. And
did I see that there's going to be a new Blitzwing coming out?
Yes. Yeah, it's coming. Yeah, it's the Voyager class size figure. Yeah,
I saw it. I got the last one, and it was nothing but disappointment.
I was pissed that I bought that figure. That's a pretty frequent, that seems to be a pretty frequent opinion on that, that either you loved it or you hated it. There was no in between.
I think that is one of the few
seems
figures
to be that it was lacking in every way.
Yeah, it's one of the few figures that I bought and I was actually mad at myself for spending the money.
Ooh, that bad? What was wrong with it?
It's horrible. I mean, it's a piece of shit.
Well, I'm not particularly aware of that one. So, was it just badly constructed, or did it just look ugly?
Yes.
Oh, a little bit of both.
Yeah.
Hey,
I mean,
what else was wrong with it?
Well, you know how they cheap out, and some of the panels are like hollow, and so the San Diego Comic-Con Fall of Cybertron Bruticus. It looks awesome from the front, but if you look at it from the back, it looks like just garbage. That was the same thing with Blitzwing. It was a poorly designed figure. I mean, I would much rather have the original toy than the remake. I mean, it was just horrible.
Did it have the problem where, what do you mean it was terrible from the back? Like, it just, like, what, the transformation? Was it one of those cases where the transformed pieces were all right. stuck to the back?
I think you're saying like the old Joe Brawler, look at it from the bottom, it's just a hollow shell of
yeah.
where there should
be. No. That doesn't tend to bug me, but I can see why it would bug.
I hated it on that Grimlock I got. Fucking
which Grimlock?
It was the one from a few years ago.
Fall of Cybertron.
Might have been. Oh. It came with the shield and the cool sword.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, that's Fall of Cybertron.
He was like this soapy feeling plastic that I'm glad Hasbro's gotten away from. I hated that figure.
Yeah, I got that one too, and I was a little disappointed with it after seeing how cool it looked in all the preview pictures, and then I got it in my hands, and I was like, well...
I had that figure, but I can't find that figure. Like, I had it, and then I put it away, and I stored it away, and I haven't found it since, so I
so
don't really...
So little of me evaporated.
Yeah, I don't... I don't remember. I mean, I don't remember it being that bad either. I do remember the tail annoyed me because,
yes.
like, the way they designed it when he was in dinosaur mode had the it was part of the back of the figure, and when you folded it out, like, the tail was about as fat as the rest of the body, and then it was real nubby.
Yeah.
I remember it was just kind of clunky looking.
Well,
and
see, that's kind of the same problem with the Blitzwing. It was very spindly and you know, when you transformed it into the tank, it looks like, you know, a strong breeze would knock it over.
I hate when that happens.
It should not have all of these holes in it when you're looking at it when it's in tank mode, because it's like.
So basically, it was a cool idea, but you feel like you wasted your money on it.
Yeah, it was. Of course it's a cool idea. I think that triple changers are awesome. I had a buddy that had both Astro Wing and Blitzwing. I didn't have them myself, or Astro Train and Blitzwing. But, you know, the next door neighbor kid had them and played with them a ton as a kid. And I thought they were great, but, you know, I was looking forward to getting my own Blitzwing, because I loved that figure as a kid, and it was just utter sheer disappointment.
Well, yeah, there is a new Blitzwing coming out in the Titans Return line, and
it looks better.
I'll say it's based on one of the figures, like it's a retool of one of the figures that's out right now.
Oh, of course it is.
Maybe?
Well, no, wait a minute. I'm trying to remember if it's Voyager size or leader size. Because if it's leader sized, it might be. Huh. Yeah. Or is it a retool of that? I wonder if it's that Optimus Prime that's out right now that they're making Octane with. I'm not sure.
I don't really pay attention to a whole lot beyond the deluxe sizes because I know I'm not going to pay for them.
Well, see, I won't buy bigger than the deluxe sizes. Like the leader sized figures, that's the reason for me. The masterpiece figures don't do anything for me because they're big, they're unwieldy. Yeah, I find them to be cumbersome, even for display. So,
I'm looking at the pictures of the new Blitzwing, and it looks awesome. The plane mode kind of looks like is reminiscent of Jetfire with the, you know, the. Like Robotech engines on the top, and then the tank mode looks pretty solid.
What are your feelings on Hot Rod, Brian?
I haven't seen it.
do you like him? I mean, in general, I'm just looking at him and going, those are Iron Man's colors.
I wasn't a big fan of Hot Rod. I mean, my only exposure was the cartoon as a kid, so.
Okay.
And see, now I'm looking at a picture of the, as an aside, looking at a picture of the triple changer that came out a couple years ago, Blitzwing in tank mode, and the picture looks fantastic of it.
Is it one of those photoshopped official Hasbro pictures?
Because, yeah, it's the picture that
those always look good.
Yeah, it came out with Springer and who was the other one? The red and orange one, Sandstorm.
Oh, you know what? I think I do remember seeing that Blitzwing figure, and it looked kind of clunky in the package.
Yeah, it was horrible. I was sorely, like I said, it's the first figure I've ever bought, and like hated myself for getting it. And then here's a picture of it in jet mode, and yeah, I mean, they took a picture of it from the only good angle there is. It's like a three-quarter front view.
Well, yeah, the official Hasbro pictures, and this goes for every line. It goes from Star Wars, Marvel, Transformers, doesn't matter. The official Hasbro pictures always do look good. And then,
not always. I can't think of, there was something right now, I can't think of it off the top of my head, and I was looking at the picture of the figure, and I was like, yeah, even they can't make this one look good. And I can't remember what it was.
Damn it.
It's up for pre-order. The new Blitzwing's up for pre-order, it looks like. My computer sucks, so it's not pulling it up. Let's close that down. Uh-oh. I think we just got disconnected there, folks. Hang on a sec while I pause.
I'm still here.
Are you?
Yeah.
Oh.
You said something.
Yeah, we lost JD.
I still see JD's picture on my screen.
No, we lost JD. So yeah, you know what? We're not going to pause it. How did we lose JD and still have the call? Because he initiated the call.
Fuck if I know.
Yeah, I don't know either. So no, I thought the Blitzwing was utter shit, man. I thought it was a horrible figure. It was spindly, and it was.
I wasn't happy with a lot of the figures I got in that period, which wasn't a whole lot of figures, but I was just like, man, it was like, you know, that I don't know, they just got some people on the Transformers team that just did not give a shit about making good figures, or even trying to. I don't know. I hated all the figures. Like my friend Rodney, he got the combiner that was with Octane. What is that? The Bruticons, whatever the hell, Bruticus?
Bruticus is the Combaticons, and Octane is not a Combaticon, so I don't know who that is.
Octane's the evil semi that's usually gray and black, but it's not Nemesis Prime. It's
That's the Stunticons.
Combiner.
Yeah, it's the Stunticons.
Yeah, he was picking up the Stunticons and whatnot.
Maybe that is Octane.
They were all made out of this soapy plastic shit.
Yeah, I picked those up. I picked up the Stunticon set and the Aerial Bot set. And then Hasbro, in their infinite wisdom, now this was brilliant from a marketing standpoint. I will give them that. They, for each set, they used a different mold, different buck for one of the original characters in each one of the figures. So there was like, you know, there was one of the original Aerial Bots was a Harrier Jet. So when the when Hasbro released the Aerial Bot set a couple of years ago, the Combiner Wars Aerial Bot, when you bought all the figures, I don't remember which figure that was. I don't know if that was Skydive or Firefighter, which one, that was the Harrier. It wasn't a Harrier. And they did the same thing with the Stunticons. Whatever, I think it was Dead End, wasn't the mold of they just repainted one. And then after those came out, then Hasbro said, hey, by the way, we've got the Harrier and the correct dead end for your set, and they're going to be Amazon exclusives, and they're only going to be available for a short time.
What an asshole.
Yeah, so... And they sold out quick. I got both of them. I was lucky to get both of them, but that's like the scummiest thing I've ever seen them do. Is to put these sets out, and then, you know, that's why I'm not getting Transformers right now, is because I'm sick of sick to death of the frickin' repaints. And
yeah. I haven't. You know, I completely avoided Combiner Wars other than getting Bombshell, the Beetle, Second Time Beetle.
Oh, yes.
I still need to get Shrapnel, and I got to find Kickback somehow.
See, I've got a couple of those, and I don't remember which ones I have.
I've been getting into the Titans Deluxes a lot, just because they are really... good big, you know, most of them are just really awesome. You know, you don't need to get all, you know, you don't have to buy six figures to get the gimmick. You buy one figure and you've got the gimmick already. It's tight.
That was the six shot?
Well, I mean, you don't have to buy six figures and then build them all together.
Oh.
To get the gimmick, you know.
If
you can only afford four of them, you're just left with, you know, regular Transformers that do nothing or right. fail to do the gimmick, right? If you buy a headmaster, buy one headmaster, you've got the gimmick. Right?
Yeah.
It's kind of cool. And so it's a lot more economical. So you start getting all of them. But I like it. Still don't know what I'm going to do with them because I normally, you know, I like to make everything fit into my 18th version.
Right. And see, the only Transformer stuff that I have in my verse is like the San Diego Comic-Con stuff. I mean, I customized a bunch of Sky Strikers and made my own Thundercracker [S2] Right. [S1] And Sunstorm and Thrust. But other than that, you know, that's all I got.
Well, when it comes to Transformers, my policy is, I was leaving Walmart and my signal died, so I got back to the van and my signal came back. So, but when it comes to Transformers, I'm not picky. If I like the look of it, I'll buy it. If I don't like the name, I change it. If I don't like the character, I rewrite it. Much like I do with all of the Joes that I buy. So,
yeah.
I mean, there's certain characters. Yeah, I mean, there's certain characters that I have to have. Based on either nostalgia or ones that I've discovered along the way. But for the most part, there's a lot of characters in Transformers that I just don't know anything about. I mean, I can learn a lot by going down that rabbit hole called TF Wiki, but more often than not, if I don't like the name, rename it, and like me, I'm not so much on the Combiners. they're a neat idea.
See, I love the Combiners.
I don't have any of them. I don't have any of them. I don't feel any particular tension for them, but it seems like every Combiner they put out usually has one of the characters or one piece of it that really does light my fire. So I'll get it and rewrite the character, and it might be the same character. It just might not be part of the Combiner team. Victorian, she's okay combined, but individually, I really only like the one figure, so I bought her off eBay cheap, and so
see, I know nothing about that combiner set.
It's really cool, but the fact is, I just don't have $100 to spend on these things.
What's the theme? What do her components turn into?
Well, there's cars and helicopters.
Okay.
I think her main. She was the main. Let's see. What's her name? Pyra Magna. She's the main component, and she was a repaint of that Combiner Wars Onslaught. So she's like the missile truck or something.
Onslaught. That's who I was trying to think of. Thank you.
Yeah. She's an awesome idea, but I think it's kind of one of those things where IDW came up with the concept, and they ran a fan poll. Basically, they wanted the collectors to vote and kind of actually write the character in. Like, I think they voted on the paint scheme I think it was her name, because I think IDW, this is just my theory, I don't know if this is completely right or not, but I think they had the idea for one of the old Cybertron, like one of their, not really guards, I think they were sort of guardians of some of the Cybertron lore, and they were called the Torchbearers, and I think the concept may have been IDW, the comic books publishers, but I do know it was up to the fans to basically create the details of the character. So for the actual toy. So she came out, and she's really cool. I'm not a big fan of the uniformity, i.e., the aspect of the combiners that I like the most is that they're very, well, they're a bunch of different vehicles that come together to make this one big robot. So I like the non-uniformity and the asymmetry of them. So like the combiners that have, you know, all the limbs are different colors and the midsection is a different color. I think that's kind of cool because you can tell that it's definitely the individual robots that came together to create the big motherfucker. So I like that. And Victorian, she's cool, but she's completely uniform color. So I don't think she fits with the rest of the combiners. But now Takara over in Japan repainted Victorian, and they called her Megatronia, and she is basically, well, she's Victorian, but she's got the asymmetrical colors and the random, like one of the helicopters is pink, one of the cars is yellow, so she's cool based on that. But the actual character Victorian's cool, but like I said, I don't very often have $100 to drop on one set.
Because it came out as a set, didn't it?
Yeah.
I'm looking at the set box set now.
Yeah, most of the combiners did. Some of them, like Bruticus, and Menasor. Their initial versions, the robots were sold individually, but there were repaint sets of them. I think a couple of them were like Generation 2, and then I think there was another set that was just basically, these are characters that we didn't get in the individual line. Well, let's see. Because the Protectobots, they were sold individually.
The aerial bots were, the Stunticons were the initial sets. And I was telling Jimbo about how when the Aerial Bot and the Stunticon set came out originally, that two of the one figure in each set, they didn't use the original shape of the vehicle from the, you know, from the vintage toys. And then after that set came out, they said, oh, by the way, we are making the, you know, we are making the one Aerial Bot in the Harrier and it and the Dead End and the original, you know, to look like the original figure. And they'll be Amazon exclusives, and you can only get them for a limited time.
Well, and then a bunch of them, some of them weren't, some of them, like Menasor, which is, he's the Stunticons, right?
Yes.
Menasor. They weren't exclusives, but the G2 repaints, based on the canceled G2, like, the original G2 Menasor never happened. The figures never happened, but they were supposed to. And so the repaint set, the Menasor, came out. But, yeah, they were sold as a box set. Like, they weren't individual. But and I never saw any of those. Like, I've never seen any of those combiner sets that they put out as a big box, because I know places like Toys R Us get them, but not the one I've got here. So, and the individual ones, I've only got a couple of the figures, and I'm okay with that, because, honestly, other than the obvious of Devastator and Bruticus, I don't think I was really aware of any of the other combiners when I was a kid. Like, Superion, I had no idea who he was. But I've got his middle section, Scattershot, and I bought it at TJ Maxx for, like, $12 or something ridiculous like that.
Yeah.
It was $15, and that's a steal for a leader, for a Voyager-class figure. But then Repro Labels, a couple months ago, put out a set that completely of decals that basically changed the entire look of Scattershot and turned him into a different character. So, since I had Scattershot and no particular use for him, I ordered the sticker set and turned him into this other character whose name I can't even remember because I think I picked a different one. But he looks awesome. He's basically, it's all these, it's all these fire deco, you know, so basically it sort of looks like he's custom, you know, he's got the custom paint job of yellow, red backgrounds and orange flames, and it's fucking awesome looking. But yeah, see, I like the concept of the combiners, but, I kind of have an inability to actually buy the combiners themselves, so yeah, I just repurpose some of the characters.
Well, and I like the combiners. I mean, it's definitely probably my favorite thing about Transformers is the combiner sets. But these combiner wars, these when you put them all together into the Gestalt figure, they are so spindly and stringy that it's just ridiculous.
Yeah, but you know what? At the price point that Hasbro has to put these out, they really, they're better than the combiners they ever put out before.
I don't know about that. I mean, the original, the vintage figures were very blocky, I will give you that. They didn't have a lot of detail. They were kind of uniform. But when you put them all together, it made one solid toy.
Yeah, but that's because the individual toys were solid, immovable junk, mostly. You know, I understand why people get nostalgic for the G1 characters, but I just fail to understand the nostalgia for the actual toys, because they're ugly. They're ugly.
Except for Jetfire.
Well, there are exceptions. Well, Jetfire's a big one, because
Jetfire was badass.
But he was, you know, he was from a completely different toy line that they basically shoehorned into the Transformers line. I mean, what was he, a Robotech, I think?
Yes.
So
he was Macross.
Macross, yeah.
all right, it's the same fucking thing.
Yeah, pretty much.
I know there's some kind of difference that qualifies it, but I don't understand.
Cross is just a part of the storyline.
I mean, there are exceptions. Like, the original Optimus Prime is still a great figure. I had that when I was a kid, and I loved the shit out of it. The G1 Blaster, G1 Soundwave, those are fucking awesome figures. I mean, they do stand the test of time, but that's because they weren't hunks of plastic. They are articulated.
I think the Seekers were good figures, too.
Well, and the Seekers, they do, too. Those work, too. A lot of the problem with the G1 line are guys like one of the helicopters that I was looking at a picture of on TF Wiki the other day. It's God damn it! It was pink, and I can't remember what it was. It was one of the Combaticons, I think. But it was just so clunky looking. I don't know. I know part of it was a limitation on the engineering that they were able to accomplish back then. I mean, the technology just, you know, I mean, it really wasn't there. To have super streamlined sculpts. I mean, I understand all that, but it's just so weird because you look at things like Ratchet. Ratchet didn't even have a head in the vintage line.
No.
It didn't even have a head. It was so... Ironhide. I think Ironhide was the same way because I think they might have been based on the same mold.
Yeah, even as a kid, I saw those and I'm like, what the fuck is that?
Those two were different because they weren't autonomous robots in their source line. They were from Diaclone line, I think, where they had little human pilots to go them around in their bot.
Ah.
Well, they were never supposed to be an autonomous character, my understanding.
Well, you're probably right. Because I do know that the vintage Transformers line, I do know that they used a bunch of other they had a bunch of other toy lines that they'd throw in and use them as Transformer, which is, I mean, it was a neat idea at the time. Man, in the last 20 years, boy, a toy line never could have gotten away with that. It was just such a different time. Especially for the American audience, when a bunch of Japanese toys got repurposed as Transformers for... You know, for us, we didn't know the difference. I mean, it's a lot like, you know, G.I. Joe figures had, you know, different paint schemes all over the world. But until the internet came along, we didn't know that. But I didn't know that about Ratchet and Ironhide, though. That does kind of explain it.
Yeah, that does.
If I recall correctly, there was a little guy, like Action Fleet. Remember Star Wars Action Fleet? They were about that scale.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
They would actually sit behind the windshield of Ratchet and Ironhide and drive them around.
Huh.
All right. Well, I guess it does explain why they didn't necessarily need heads for their purposes, but...
Yeah, I keep forgetting a lot of those things were repurposed
Diaclones. Like ass. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, and while the reasoning can be understood, it doesn't excuse the fact that you look at them now and you're like, what the fuck is that? Like, it's just so... And, like, I'm sorry, I don't care what anybody says. That vintage Megatron figure is fucking stupid looking. it was an awesome idea, but that is the most goofy looking figure. I mean, I know, again, it was a limitation on the engineering that they were able to accomplish because his legs had to unfold into the handle of the pistol, but that doesn't make it look any better. It's still a top-heavy figure that is just
even as ugly as he was, when you remember that these guys back then, you know, Megatron was designed like during the Ford administration when he was finishing up Nixon's administration, maybe the Carter administration, and these guys were designed fuckers on paper. Still impressive. Still very impressive engineering, I think.
Well,
it doesn't excuse it. Yeah, it looked like shit. Robot.
Yeah, I mean, but then, see, Shockwave had the same gimmick. I think he was a pistol that unfolded into a robot, and he doesn't look nearly as stupid as Megatron.
Well, he also had the benefit of not having to look like a real pistol.
Yeah, I was just going to say the same thing.
Yeah, it's true. But I mean, call me crazy, but my favorite Megatron is the G2 design. Not the actual G2 toy, because even though some of the G2 stuff, the newly engineered stuff, was better than some of the stuff they made in the G1 line, a lot of them are still blocky and stupid looking. So Megatron doesn't escape that stigma. But design-wise, I just liked him. I guess I liked him better as a tank than a gun. And I think that comes from when you watch the cartoon. And you got Megatron, who's bigger than most of the other foot soldier Decepticons. And then he transforms into the gun, and he shrinks to itty-bitty size so Starscream can hold him like a pistol. I'm not looking for realism here, but I am looking to be able to excuse it in my brain, and that's just goofy. I guess it's the same way where every time Optimus Prime transformed, his trailer just vanished into the space-time continuum.
There's a whole like 10-page article on TF Wiki about they've explained that, how that works, and why it works. I don't remember the specific gimmicks, but it's the specific name that they use. But there's something about how the, you know, like compression physics or something like that. I don't remember what they called it.
It's probably along the same lines of why Mr. Fantastic's spandex suit can accommodate his stretchy arms and legs.
That's totally different. That's unstable molecule. You're thinking of where all the Hulk's extra mass comes from.
Yeah,
it's a pocket dimension.
I think that's maybe how they explained that, was pocket dimension stuff, but I don't remember. But yeah, they explained, you know, the mass shift between, because I mean, you know, Megatron in robot forms like a 20-foot tall robot, and then in gun form he's, you know, small enough to fit in Starscream's hand, but. They explain all that on TF Wiki. And like I said, it's a long read, of course, like everything is.
I was going to say, most of TF Wiki is. Sometimes I go into the, especially the characters that have a long history in the Transformers. Like, I'll be reading through it, and sometimes my eyes, like my vision will just get blurry. And I swear to God, that's the only time in my life I can go cross-eyed is when I'm reading some of that. I'm like, wow, this is deep. I did just recently start reading the IDW Transformers comic line. I bought a couple volumes of it digitally, so I did just start watching it, reading some of that, and well, they're good with the characterizations. I don't know if they're accurate to the way they were originally portrayed, but I like the characters they've done. I just got into that. Like, I just started the first volume of that. So, I don't have a lot of the substantial thoughts on it, but it's good. It's like, it's clear that IDW definitely knows what they're doing.
I've looked through some of their stuff, and their artwork's fantastic, and it looks like they have very intricate storylines.
That is one of those areas where, even though I haven't read a lot of the comics, I've looked through a lot of them, and without exception almost, their art is awesome.
Yeah.
Like, they draw these robots, and they're just, it's gorgeous. Like, it's just, they're, I don't know, it's beautiful. Like, the people that can draw these robots, as well as they can draw the vehicles, and make them look that pretty, That's some like supernatural talent. It never fails to impress. Although I have thought about now going back and trying to read some of the Marvel era Transformers comics, because I don't think I ever read any of them when I was a kid. No, there was a Grimlock issue that I read, but I bought it because it was Grimlock and it was on the newsstand. There was
issues 8 and 9, I want to say, where it was like right after the first limited series came out, and then they decided to make it an ongoing. But there were two issues that were drawn by Kyle Baker, where basically Ratchet was all on his own, and Ratchet had to make a deal with Megatron. And they swapped fuels. They popped their hands off, and they shook over. They were like blood brothers or fuel brothers or whatever. And Ratchet had to go discover the Dinobots. The art in that is just spectacular. Kyle Baker was awesome.
Wait, Ratchet found the Dinobots in the original line? Oh, that's cool.
Because all the other Transformers had, at the end of issue 4, there was a big battle, and then all of a sudden Shockwave comes out of nowhere and just blows the living shit out of everybody. Everybody.
Oh, that's the comic with the cover that says all are dead.
Yeah.
That's badass. Yeah. Oh God, I love that image.
Ratchet being the medic, he wasn't actually on the field of battle, so he was the last Autobot. And Megatron had survived, but he was going to try and stop them. And he had, he discovered that there were these 5 signals way down in the Savage Land, I want to think, because they were still toying with the idea of having the Transformers in the regular Marvel universe.
Yeah.
And I think he went down to the Savage Land and he dug up Dinobot.
Huh.
Oh, that's fucking cool.
Those two issues, man. I love those. They had just beautiful, beautiful art. Astonishingly good art.
Well, I'm sure a lot of the art was along the same lines of the, not the same artist, but the same quality of art that the G.I. Joe line of comics had. I mean, very rarely did they have...
Who I'm talking about. Oh, no.
I'm talking about pretty consistently through most of G.I. Joe's original run, they had good art. Like, they would have issues here or there that was drawn by somebody else and just be terrible, but for the most part, the regular artists they had on the G.I. Joe comics were uniformly good. Ron Wiggum and Herb Trimpe and Mark Bright, when they would have these runs on those comics, they were always good. And even when they'd switch artists, usually they were still good. I can imagine the Marvel Transformers line is probably a lot like that. Pretty consistently good art. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, though. I know Simon Furman wrote a bunch of the issues, but was he like Larry Hama, where he pretty much wrote the whole run?
I think he came in and did like the last third of it all, or maybe half of it.
Oh, okay. I wasn't sure. I know
he's not anywhere near as good a Transformers as I am with other crap. God damn it. Fucking Skype suck.
Why? I can hear you guys. Here, just why is Brian?
Yeah, I can't do shit on my phone except Skype.
No, that's why I got it. I always do this on my computer and then pull out my phone and my iPad to look up stuff while we're podcasting.
Well, usually I do it on the computer, but when I left the house, my kid was on the computer and she doesn't get a chance to use it. All that. I mean, she's got a tablet that she uses, but she doesn't get a lot of chances to use the computer. Because usually my 4-year-old son's on there watching fucking YouTube. And usually she just likes using her tablet, but she wanted to play some game that she can't play on the mobile, so she wanted to use the computer. I'm like, all right, I'm not going to argue. I'll just use my phone. That's when I decided, hey, I think I'll go shopping.
So for shopping tonight, you were only going to hit Walmart?
Oh yeah, that nothing else is open. So. No.
Oh yeah, I forgot that it's 2 hours later there.
Yeah, well, and I was gonna say it's. It's the only really good time to come to Walmart, anyways, because the crowds aren't bad.
Yeah. You don't have a Super Target anywhere nearby?
No, there's not. I don't think there's one in the entire state. I haven't seen a Super Target since I lived in Virginia. And that was, 15 years ago. So, yeah, they had a couple of Super Targets there. Yeah, there's not one anywhere near here. Why, are they 24 hours?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh. Yeah, we're not that lucky. Of course, we don't have Ross stores here either. So
I haven't been into Ross in a long time. I've only gotten lucky in the Ross twice when I got that unreleased repaint of the Night Raven for the G.I. Joe line. Sand Snake or something like that.
Yeah, I was going to say, it was a Sand Viper or something crazy like that. Yeah. I mean,
the Shark
here, but we don't have a Ross.
Anyway, I was doing the chat earlier and I sent a picture of the, Blitzwing in the jet mode, and if you look on the top, his gun, it's hollow on the top of the gun. They couldn't even put the hollow side down.
I was going to say, shouldn't that have been on the bottom? That's stupid.
Yeah, I mean, it's just horrible.
Man, right there.
All right, and you're breaking up, JD.
Yeah.
All right, hang on.
Like a drunk Transformer. You still there?
Yeah,
there?
I'm still here. No, we lost JD again.
So speaking of IDW, I love my local library. I picked up a trade paperback of one of their books called Onyx, O-N-Y-X.
Okay.
And I haven't finished reading it yet. It's fairly by the numbers. It's, four issues. Quick in, get out kind of story kind of thing. Beautiful art. Just beautiful art. I love this art. Some new guy I never heard of. Creator Gabriel Rodriguez.
Yeah,
and Chris Ryle doing the writing. And it's dedicated to Bill Mantlo and Sal Buscema. Because this is a very loving tribute to ROM, Space Knight.
Nice.
And it's just a beautiful book. I highly recommend it if you like ROM. I haven't read the ROM reboot book.
I haven't been keeping up. I get my comic books from the guy that I've been getting comic books from for 30 years. He has a hold slot for me, and he doesn't do a very good job of pulling stuff. I don't think it's him doing it. I think he's got somebody else working for him now, and they don't pull their stuff very often. And then they mail it to me because it's up in Denver and I live in Colorado Springs. So they mail it to me when they got enough stuff to mail it. So, I get comic books 4 or 5 times a year. And
damn.
So with budgets and time, I can collect comic books or I can collect action figures, and I keep just enough money aside to keep my Iron Man collection, comic book collection, my Punisher comic book collection going. Other than that,
You need to get Hot Rod and then paint up the headbot to be Tony Stark Iron Man, and then car is like his, sporting around car and an Iron Man armor.
Ooh, that's cool.
Tried to do a repaint of one of the Cybertronian, Fall Cybertron figures. Right. I think I got it jazzed and was trying to repaint it into something else, and it sucked. I am not a Transformers customizer by any shape of the
imagination. Like I said, this is Hot Rod. He's already red and yellow.
Now let me have a look at him here. So,
well, there's one in the Titans Return line. I don't have it.
That's the one I'm talking about. You got to do the head buy.
I haven't bought it. I've seen it twice now. I haven't bought it, but
got him right here in my hand.
I'm looking him up. Hang on, just a sec. I'm looking.
His headbutt is ridiculously plain. He's entirely silver when you look at him in his headbutt in his headbutt mode.
I've taken a couple of the Titan Master figures and and I've actually been doing some detailed paint work on them. because it didn't really bug me that they weren't painted until I was taking pictures of that that Twinferno custom, and the gun that he's got in his hand has like a seat built into it for one of the Titan Masters, I was at work when I took the pictures, and I had forgotten to grab a Titan Master for him to sit there, so that's where Chrome Dome is. So I used his Titan Master and his head, and I sat it in there, and that's the first time I actually noticed how that was the first time it bugged me that the Titan Masters weren't painted much, and so I decided that some of the extras that I've got at home, I decided I'm going to start painting a little bit of detail work on them,
At least they swap the plastic colors around a bit so that the arms aren't the same color as the body and whatnot. But
yeah,
Hot Rod's head, it's all silver, like it's like he's Ultron or some shit.
Really, the one I'm looking at, it's red and silver.
The head bot?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean you can usually see the back of the face on their back, and that pokes around the corner. But you look, the headbutt itself is just entirely all silver.
Well, in that new Toys R Us set that they've got, the Chaos and Velocitron set, it comes with one Titan Master, and it's Rodimus. Head. I do know that the face on it, the face piece, is die-cast metal. The rest of it is still plastic, but they actually did paint some detail work on the Titan Master. So, because I looked at a picture somebody posted on the Talk Transformers Facebook group of the Rodimus head, and it was unfolded in robot mode, and yeah, they actually put paint apps on it. Wow, that's impressive.
How they got you to buy him twice, then. This one, I'm really disappointed in him in what I'm looking at right here.
At some point, I'm gonna see if I can. I'm going to see if I can get that Chaos on Velocitron set. Basically, I'm going to have to save up some money for it, because it is a $100 set. But it's got a deluxe figure, a leader class figure, a Voyager class figure, the Headmaster, and then, I don't know, there's some other thing. It's not quite, it's a little bit bigger than one of the leader size figures, which are basically like the G.I. Joe size Transformers. So, whenever I do get that, if you want the, I could probably part with the Rodimus head.
I want the Blur figure. That's all.
I know there's a bunch of Nautica, because it's Nautica, and I know there's a bunch of them on eBay, and people are complaining about the prices. Well, what the fuck do you expect? You know, it's like that. That's for a lot of collectors. You know, they seem to want her, and they seem to want the Optimus figure. So, yeah, of course she's going to go for a bunch. Yeah, she's another IDW creation. I don't know anything about her, but that figure is fucking cool looking.
Which one is that?
Nautica. Yeah, she's a retool of the Titans Return Blur figure. She's purple, and I mean, she does have some newly sculpted parts on her, and of course her Titan Master head is new, she's an IDW creation. I don't know a thing about her, but she's cool looking. Well, Jimbo wants her because he's buying all the figures based on that Blur figure,
yeah.
Of which they've done. Let's see, there's Blur, Brainstorm, I think there might be another one, and then Nautica. I want the Takara repaint of Blur, because he's in the G1 cartoon colors, and, man, I didn't realize that the colors on Blur bugged me until I saw the sky blue and white repaint, and I'm like, ah, fuck, that dark teal is kind of bugging me now. They're not even remotely similar. Because, you know, sometimes the Takara versions that they put over in Japan, sometimes they're just different in, you know, the colors are different shading, or, like, Astro Train here, I think was a lighter color gray than the Astro Train they did over there. But in the case of Blur, it's completely different. And, like, it's their repaint is so good that it can actually make you forget that the American version is even Blur.
Well, that's not... Takara uses the metallic paints, too, which make their stuff really pop.
I'm not... Even though there's not a lot of the Transformer stuff that I'm really purist on, when I think of Blur, I think of him basically from the Transformers movie, and that's kind of the color scheme I like for him, and so when they do him in other colors, it's odd. And that weird dark teal that they did the Titans Return figure in is just strange. Like, it's not very detailed, and the shade that they used is odd. So I don't get hung up on things like that too often with the Transformers, but Blur in particular does bug me. I mean, it would just be a bonus if it did have metallic-type paints, but I can't even testify to that. I went up on eBay looking to see if they had any Takara Blurs, and I'm like, hey, $50 for a Blur. Yeah, no, that's not going to happen. So,
yeah, most of that's all the import fees. But yeah, I'm trying to think what... I know I picked up a couple of the Takara figures a couple of years ago, and I can't think of which ones I have, but... When you get them, the paints are 100, even though it's the same figure, the paints are 100 times better. They use metallic paints on a lot of their stuff, and it just, yeah, they look fantastic.
The only Takara figure that I have right now, I take that back. I've got two. One of them is, the smaller Transformer, like the smaller scale, the G.I. Joe size ones. There's a they put out a combiner. They put out Shockwave in that scale in the Combiner Wars line, and I've got the Takara repaint because it's basically light purple, and it's awesome.
Does it have metallic?
I've got paint? That. No, it's not metallic, but oh. It is nice looking. It's much better than the too dark a purple color that they used for the American release. Yeah, and the same thing, I think that War for Cybertron Shockwave that I had, but I can no longer locate, It was a real dark purple, and I want to say the Takara version, I think, may have been a much lighter purple color. Yeah, in their lines, when they have the purple figures, they tend to use a lighter shade that's kind of closer to lilac than like the royal purple. And for some reason, though, it always seems to work. Like the Titans Return Galvatron is a lighter color purple, and I kind of like it better, but not $60 better, so new.
Yeah, that's the theme of the Takara figures, is they're obviously more expensive.
Yeah, I mean, the only other Takara figure I have is like a it was one of their exclusive characters from one of their older Transformers cartoon series. Is it's basically a lion that's like a samurai warrior, and I can't remember its name because it's basically a Japanese translation, but it's fucking awesome looking, and it was cheap through TF Source just before Christmas. So
didn't their lion character a variant of Optimus? Like, they call Optimus Convoy, and then they call the lion guy Leo Convoy, I think?
Nah, well, they have a couple of lion figures, basically. Actually, so do we. Because there's Alpha Trion, and he's got a lion thing going on, too. Yeah, this guy is dark blue, and his entire chest is basically a lion face, and he is fucking awesome. And I wish I could remember his name so you could go look him up.
I've had a couple of Takara figures, but I don't know where they're at. And maybe I don't have them. Maybe I was just looking at them. Huh.
I guess I don't. I bought any hard Transformers Beast Wars. Had a few of those.
Could you get back inside?
Has there ever been a insect-based combiner?
No, not that I'm aware of.
Not
a Hasbro one. If there is one, it's going to be a third party. I want to say maybe there's a third party Insecticon Gestalt, but I don't think so.
I want one now.
That's not a bad idea. I think that's, you know, JD was saying that he liked the different colors. However, I think that's one of the things that made. Like Superion, because he's mostly white and red. And Devastator, I think that's what made those cool figures to me, is because they, even though they were different figures, they look like one uniform figure when they're combined. Yeah. So I do like the uniform colors of them. And I think an Insecticon set would be awesome because it would be black and purple and gold.
And I think surprised they actually haven't done one now that you say that. That's weird that they haven't. Because, I mean, I don't have extensive knowledge of the Takara lines, but even in passing on TF Wiki, I think I would have seen it if they had one. So I'm kind of surprised that they
have one, it's going to be third party, because I know there's I think TF Toy World or Toy World, I don't remember what the third party company is right off the top of my head, but one of the third party companies, when they did their Dinobots, it's a Gestalt.
Yeah, I saw that. That was pretty badass.
Yeah, I mean, it's a huge figure.
That's a house payment right there.
Yeah, it is, because it's, you know, it's third party number to begin with, so they're, you know, those third party figures are usually about $100 a pop. And
there's a third party Slag, is it? Yeah, the Triceratops. There's a third party one of those that I've been eyeballing it for like a year, and I think I'm about to. Thinking about the pop on it, Big Bad, where he's on sale for like $70. The Lost Exo Realm Cubrar, C U B R A R. I think I want that bad boy.
I think I know which one you're talking about. See, I started getting some of the third-party third-party Dinobots when I was still working overseas, and I got a couple of them, and then I got laid off, so I stopped getting them, and then I didn't even open one of them.
I don't know. You know what? I kind of want to get into some of the third-party stuff, but I just, no. Ideally, I'd love to, but again, I look at the price, and I'm like, what the fuck? No, shit. In the Skype chat window, I put a link to that robot that I ordered from TF Source, so you guys can look at it.
That here in a second.
he was like deeply discounted when I bought him, so that's kind of why I did. But kind of wanted to have one of the Japanese exclusive characters in my shelves.
Yeah, see,
and,
I started getting.
He's fucking amazing.
I've got three of the TFC. Jesus, now my mind just went blank. Predacons. I've got the centerpiece and then two of the smaller figures that I never opened, but, you know, I can't afford to finish the set because it's, you know, three more robots. And then I have the...
I was going to say that the third-party combiners tend to have all six robots, right?
Yeah.
And a lot of the Hasbro ones, they just do the five robots.
Well, it depends on the set. I mean, you know, like the... Because the originally, like, Predaking and Devastator were six robot characters to begin with, but like Superion and Bruticus and Mensword, those were only five character robots to begin with anyway.
Oh.
And then I got the Toy World Roar as well. And it's the Stegosaurus. Yes.
I want that Kubra.
Yeah.
I don't want any of the other Dinobots, really. I just want him because I like Trike.
Yeah, and is that who's making that?
Fans Project.
Okay. And see, there was three or four third-party companies that were coming out with Dinobots all at one time. So
yeah, all in the same year.
Yeah.
Even before I was kind of actively buying Transformers, I was listening to a lot of Transformers podcasts, the Sabertron podcast, Radio Free Cybertron, and Transmissions, and they were always complaining about that on their shows. They're like, wow, third party got into the combiners, and now suddenly there's, you know, it seems like all the third-party companies were putting out their own Predacon, you know, Predakings, and their own Devastators for a while there. And,
different options for Devastator now?
Yeah. I think one of the two of the coolest toys I own are the TFC Devastator and I think it was Toy World that did it, the Bruticus. I mean... The third party. I mean the Bruticus is like probably my all time favorite figure. It's just absolutely fantastic.
Yeah, how much did it cost? Which company put it out?
I don't remember who put it out, and I didn't save the boxes because I got rid of all that stuff when I thought I was moving to Nebraska. So I didn't save the boxes, but. It's TFC did the Devastator, and that was like the first third party combiner that like really came out that caught everybody's attention. I mean that was like the first third party combiner that was in, you know, Voyager class size, and it is a phenomenal figure. And then yeah, it's like Jimbo was saying, they did so many add-on kits for that thing too. I mean, you could get new arms, you could get facial expression plates for the head.
I love that there's companies that do that kind of stuff, because even though I'm not so much compelled by the actual third-party robots, It's mostly like their you know, their add-ons and their substitution kits and stuff that they do. That is just fucking ingenious.
Yeah, well, and these figures, though, I mean, they're fantastic. They're beautifully sculpted. The paint apps are cool. They use awesome plastics. The transformer mechanisms are fantastic. They're good, solid, thick, hardy toys. They're just absolutely amazing. But, you know, that's why they're so expensive, is they took the time to... These aren't being mass-produced like Hasbro, so they took the time and made a good quality thing, and it's expensive because of that, because they're not mass-producing it. And if they were mass-producing...
I would say, you're getting what you're paying for.
Totally.
I mean, you're paying a lot, but you're... Yeah, I mean, that's what I understand, is you're getting collector-quality stuff. It isn't going to break, and it isn't, it's not cheap.
No, not at all. But, you know, I mean, it's masterpiece quality for anybody that doesn't have third-party stuff, but does have, you know, a couple masterpiece figures. These are masterpiece quality figures. They're that intricate to transform. The paint apps are that fantastic. And, yeah, I mean, they're awesome figures. And I have the TFC Superion as well. And then I don't remember what third-party company that I have the Stunticons for, but I've never been able to put that together. It's so complicated that I've never been able to put it into the Gestalt.
This is coming from the guy who puts people back together.
Yeah. I know Dayton Allen has one. He posted it.
That's funny.
It took him like a couple hours to put it all together.
That's funny. He could assemble Serpentor in real life, but not so much on the third party combiners.
Well, I mean the trailer for. The trailer for that, the main figure, the central figure, breaks down into like 100 parts just in and of itself.
What? Jesus Christ. That's crazy.
Yeah, I mean, the trailer, I mean, just, it's, well, it's probably not 100 parts, but I mean, it's got to be like 50. I mean, the
well, yeah, I was gonna say, it's like putting a puzzle together.
It is, because like one, you know, like the left wall of the trailer folds down and becomes his sword, and then, you know, the trailer breaks down basically into a jigsaw puzzle that you need to assemble all the figures into the Mensor.
Well, it's impressive.
Yeah, I mean, it's impressive that somebody can design something that well. To me, but I've never been able to put it together.
That sucks. So you spend all that money, and you're like, "Yeah, I don't have the qualifications for this now."
Yeah, but you know the limbs, just the rest of the Stunticons, the actual toys, they're fantastic. I love playing with those things because the transformations are complex, but they still work, and they're beautifully sculpted figures, and again, the paint apps are fantastic. I absolutely, even though I've spent all this money and I've never been able to make the Gestalt, it doesn't bother me because the other four figures are that strong of figures that they're just fantastic to play with in and of themselves, that it's like, yeah, you know what, I don't really need that. I don't really need it to fit together.
So they stand on their own. Like, they're cool as they are. You just can't
completely
achieve the actual combined form, but on their own, you're like, well, I'm still happy with them.
Yes, absolutely.
Gotcha.
Let's see. Ben Aries. No. Don't. TF. Wanted to see if they started discounting the rest of the
Cougar I'm seeing right now is only $65. Down from 104.
Damn!
He's 8.3 inches tall in robot mode, and his axe is another figure. Probably, I'm thinking about, you know, legend size.
Yes.
So like right at 3 inches, I think.
Nice.
Hearing you guys talk, I'm like,
See
the only third party stuff I've gotten was those little Night Assassin and Pink Assassin RC and Nightshade figures that showed up. Little bitty girl.
I would say they were they Target Masters? Like, were they the guns, or am I thinking of something else?
You're thinking of something else. The ones I had were third party, but they were like little bitty short little figures.
Oh,
I like them.
Yeah, I remember seeing the pictures that you posted of them. They look pretty cool. They kind of went. They're like in scale with Joe's.
They were like maybe teenage girl height to Joe.
Yeah,
they're like tween height maybe. I like them, and I'll get more of them as they come out. But they're not huge investments. I mean, like RC was just $20 for a third-party Transformer, which is like, you know, that's the price of like a gun add-on, you know?
Yeah, an add-on. The add-on kits are $50 usually.
Yeah. So she's real small. And like her alt mode, the little hover car size, her alt mode was like size of a Matchbox car, Hot Wheels.
Yeah.
I like them, but they're just not as big an investment into the third-party Transformers as Cougar that I'm looking
at. Who made those?
Iron Factory.
Okay.
They go by Iron Factory, Pink Assassin, and Night Assassin.
Yeah.
Assassin was a convention exclusive over in Asia. She was twice as much. But RC, Pink Assassin, she was only $20.
Oh, how much did you pay for them?
I paid $40 for Night Assassin. She was the first one I got. And then just $20 for Pink Assassin.
Those Asian convention exclusives, oh man, those drive me crazy. One of my SH Fig Arts Iron Man figures is a Asian convention exclusive. The black and gold Iron Man. And those go for way too much money.
Oh, speaking of Iron Man figures, you put up a post the other day. It was like this, I don't even know what company it was. It was like this Iron Man, and he had these two Gatling guns on his shoulders. That is a gorgeous figure. What is that?
Those are Sentinel. They're made by Sentinel, and they're called Re-Edit. I have the Bleeding Edge, the Extremis, and the War Machine. And they are, there's like a Iron Patriot, but it's like it's more Captain America because it comes with the shield than it is Iron Patriot. The Hulkbuster is just a work of art. I was getting ready to get that when I got laid off from my overseas gig, so I had to stop getting those figures, but they're a little bigger than the SH Fig Arts, because the SH Fig Arts are about 1/12 scale, but they're not 1/6 scale, so they're right in between.
But, oh, so they're about 8 inches tall then.
Yeah, right in there. And they're just gorgeous. I mean, metallic paint and highly articulated and light up features and, I mean, it's everything that you could want in a Iron Man figure, and they're beautiful. They're doing a House of M Iron Man armor too, and that's one of my favorite armors.
I was saying, what does that look like?
Google it. Actually, hang on.
He's got the big jet engines on his back.
Yes, that's the one. I was gonna say. I've got the Marvel Legends figure. And that was hard to get because it comes in a 4-pack. Now I'll send you the. Jimbo knows what it is, but I'll send you a picture, JD.
Yeah.
So
I wanted the engines for custom. Then they put them in that 4-pack, and I was like, "Well, that was a good idea, but I'm not getting it."
Yeah. So I sent you the picture, JD, of the House of M armor. Legends.
Oh, yeah. Oh, sweet.
Okay, and then... Sentinel also did a Iron Man with a, it's, I think they call it the Pentagon armor, and it's got all the metal, all the plates, all the armor is metal, and it all comes off. So he's wearing like this exosuit underneath, and then all the armor attaches to it with magnets.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it's and I have that one. Here's the...
What?
I'll send you a picture of the... Alright. There's... I sent you, JD, a picture of the Sentinel Riyadh Iron Man figures that I have.
What do they cost you?
I got lucky on my Bleeding Edge. Hang on a sec.
Good night.
Good night. I got lucky on my Bleeding Edge Iron Man figure because I found some guy on eBay that bought it and said it was broken, so he was selling it for like half price. And
nice.
I got it, and I can't figure out where it's broken at. If it's broken, I can't find it.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah, so whatever was wrong with it, I don't know.
I would say you win.
Yeah, pretty much. But they're like $200 figures normally.
Damn.
Yeah, and I think the Hulkbuster's $300 because it's a huge figure.
Dude, that man, those are like Hot Toys prices.
Yeah, pretty close to it nowadays. But Hot Toys, you know, it depends on the figure. Like the Hot Toys Mark 42 and the Iron Patriot, they had actual die-cast parts. You know, so, I mean, it was worth the increase in price. But most of the time, they're just plastic. And it's just, I can't justify it. I think Hot Toys is overcharging a lot for their stuff now.
Well, I mean, they don't really sell any figures that are much less than 200 anyways, right?
Not anymore. I mean, when the Iron Man figures first started coming out, they were about $100 a piece. Which, I mean, that's still expensive for one action figure for most people, but when they started coming out, I was working in Afghanistan, and I was making it, you know, hand over fist, and $100 wasn't anything, so... You know, I got a bunch of them. Well, I didn't get a bunch of them. I got a couple of them, but...
Well, yeah, because now, I mean, I still see, you know, photos and stuff, you know, that they post, you know, upcoming Hot Toys Iron Man, and yeah, there'll be pre-order price of like $199, and that's like the special.
Yeah, and they're doing like every armor from Iron Man 3. I mean, like the whole House Protocol armor set. So,
which is kind of goofy when you think about it, because half of them you only saw on screen for 2 minutes, and they blew them up.
Right, but they're doing one. I'm pretty sure they're planning on doing one armor for every figure. And, you know, that's almost 42 figures.
That's a shitload of money.
Yeah, and I just, even if I had the money, I don't know that I'd spend it on it. I mean, I think for what Hot Toys is, don't get me wrong, I think they're fantastic looking, but I just don't think the quality is there compared to like, SH Fig Arts. You know, sure, they're smaller figures, but the... I just think SH Fig Arts puts out a better product.
Well, are you, like, do they have anything coming out for, like, the, like, like, did they do anything for, like, Age of Ultron, or,
Who?
Like, Hot Toys, have they even gotten around to doing, like, the recent movies, or are they still stuck on the Iron Man 3 stuff?
You know, I don't know. I don't keep up with the Hot Toys Iron Man releases.
They did an Ultron, at least. Maybe a Scarlet Witch?
I think they did
Scarlet Witch. I remember seeing pictures of that. Because I think they did. I think they did that.
I think they did a Black Widow.
Maybe right. Hawkeye as well?
Yeah, I was going to say Hawkeye as well.
Because I was creeped out by the Hawkeye because it looks so much like Jeremy Renner.
And I think they did the Mark I Ultron, which was when he was in the Iron Legion armor. That's the one I did a custom of.
Oh, yeah.
And
They probably didn't do the other characters because they had done them previously, I would think. You know, unless they're, you know, like they did Cap before, you know, back then.
Yeah, Cap and Thor. And I would assume they would have did an Iron Man because he did have a new armor in the last fight scene.
I do want to say, I think Hot Toys, I think I saw, at some point, I think I saw pictures of Falcon and Bucky, too. And, I mean, they look really good, but, fuck, that's a lot of money.
The one thing that I think Hot Toys does better than anybody else is the face. I mean, when I take the head for my Iron Man Mark 42, if I took a picture and I did the lighting just right, you could not tell that it was not Robert, that I hadn't just not taken a picture of Robert Downey Jr. I mean, they are so lifelike and so accurate. It's scary.
Their Pepper Potts would be good, too.
I remember thinking that looked more like Nicole Kidman than one of the Paltrow.
Yeah, I don't. I know they made one, but I didn't. Like I said, I don't follow it close enough, Hot Toys anymore, because it's just, I think this is across the board. I don't think it's just for Iron Man. I think it's across the board for every figure, every line that they have. A couple of years ago, they started jacking the prices up. It was about the same time the Mark 42 and the Iron Patriot came out. And that's, you know, like I said, it's because those had actual die-cast metal parts on them. And then they just stuck with that as a base price.
But, you know, think of it this way. They wouldn't charge it if people weren't dumb enough to buy it.
Yeah, and, you know, like the Hulkbuster, and they did a Hulkbuster, so there's your Age of Ultron figure. They did a Hulkbuster.
Oh, yeah.
And it was going to be like $800 or $900.
Yeah, that's right. I do remember seeing pictures of, like, Scarlet Witch, and yeah, it looks just like the actress that plays her, but, I mean, I don't know. It's like, do you really need Hot Toys of all the Avengers characters? I mean,
there are a lot of collectors out there. There are a lot of high-end people that are getting this stuff. But like I said, I think even if I had the money, I'm not sure that I would, you know, if I was like just won the lottery, maybe I would go and get these figures. But it wouldn't be a priority for me to get these guys because it's just, I don't know. There's another company called Comic Cave that's making 1/12 scale figures that I like the 1/12 scale stuff that, you know, like the SH Fig Arts is making. And the Comic Cave stuff looks fantastic. I mean, they did the Igor armor, and it looks awesome.
That's the one that everybody thought was going to be Hulkbuster, right? But
yes.
It wasn't.
Yeah.
Blue one?
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, well, then I do. I look at I see pictures like the Hot Toys, like the, you know, the Star Wars figures and stuff, and the Hot Toys Rey. Oh God, it looked just like Daisy Ridley. It was a little creepy.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. I don't think anybody else. They've got the market cornered on the actress, the realism of the facial sculpts and paints, but beyond that, I don't think the toys are worth it. I don't think the articulation is there. I don't think the accessories are there. It's not worth the price point unless you want, you know, absolute realism in your action figure. and you know, I can live without it. I just yeah.
I am curious. Well, the last figure that I saw pictures of them was episode 7, Luke Skywalker, and holy shit, look, they shrunk Mark Hamill down and made him into plastic. Yeah. I can't believe how much that figure looks like him. It's a little terrifying. But then I looked at the price on it, I'm like, whoo, boy.
The price is more terrifying.
Yeah, I mean, I understand, you know, to a point, you know, I kind of understand why, because, you know, it's not like they have huge production numbers, and, you know, if that's what you're looking for, then, you know, you're probably, you know, you're willing to pay it, but, man, that, something like that, like, that's the only Hot Toys Star Wars figure I ever actually thought, hey, I could, you know, I would actually want that. But it would have to go on like 75% clearance for me, even.
Yeah,
know,
I pulled up Hot Toys new releases on Big Bad Toy Store real quick. Kind of a comic version of Wolverine, $249. Hawkeye from Civil War, $219. Black Widow from Civil War.
Oh, is that all?
Yeah,
Jesus Christ.
$219 for Black Widow.
Fuck.
The Frank Gorshwin is the Riddler. That's just a statue. Sorry. Yeah, they did do a Mark I Ultron, $250. The Chewbacca, $255. Han Solo, $225. They did the armored Batman from Batman Superman, $250, sold out.
Jesus Christ.
Princess Leia from A New Hope, $205, sold out. Yeah,
damn.
Daisy Ridley, the Rey, $266. AT-AT Driver, $209. Shock Trooper, right. $219.
Okay, why in God's name? All right, now, the AT-AT
Oh,
driver,
whoa, hang on a sec, hang on. The Iron Man 55, I think that is 45 from the end of, I mean, it was only in the last couple minutes of Age of Ultron. $355 for that figure.
God damn.
There's a box set with Finn and the riot control trooper, $331.
Damn. I mean, well, I guess that's weird because it's like,
right?
Like the shock trooper,
Punisher, $239.
Well, all right, it's like shock trooper and the AT-AT driver. Now they got all kinds of armor, all kinds of accessories, but why are they so much cheaper than Rey? I mean,
I don't
she's
know.
You know wearing
she comes
rags.
With BB-8 as
My
well.
Likeness issues.
Oh, it comes with BB-8. All right.
Just one of the random Iron Man armors, from Iron Man 3, the shotgun armor that had been, 15, I think, $285.
I don't even know which armor that is. What does it even look like?
It's actually pretty cool armor. The Comic Cave made one, and I've been wanting to get it, and I think Amazon had it for a decent price.
How much do those go for?
I just was looking to see what Big Bad Toy Store has. They have the Igor for $184.
Damn.
Yeah.
They
did a Silver Centurion. The Silver Centurion's $129. They're doing a lot of the cool figures too. I mean, the Striker armor with the big hammers on the arms. They're doing one of those. I think they're doing the hammer drone, all four of the hammer drones at some point in time. I mean, they're
doing
it.
And these are well, like Jimbo asked, they're like 6-inch scale, so they're like 7 inches tall, right?
Yeah, they're 1/12 scale. So they're the same. So, they should. I don't have any of the Comic Cave stuff yet. I've been hoping that it goes on clearance at some point in time, so I can at least get one of them to take a look at. But I think they should be about the same scale as the SH Fig Art stuff.
Damn. But it's like they're almost as much as the Hot Toys, and you know, they're all. I mean, I'm guessing they're all plastic. I mean, there might be die-cast metal or whatever.
Yeah,
but...
I don't know. I don't have any of the Comic Cave stuff to know. But
fuck,
the SH Fig Art stuff, I'm trying to think if any of those are die-cast or not. I think it's all... I think some of it might be vacuum metal, but...
Damn. Well, of course, I don't know. I guess if you got the money, then, you know, you've got it, so...
Well, if I had the money, I'd be getting the Comic Cave stuff too, honestly, because I mean it's half the price of it of the Hot Toys, and I just by looking at it, the quality is there.
But then I always say, you know, I mean, I don't buy the Transformers Masterpiece stuff, you know, mostly because you know the scale. I mean, it's not, you know, it's. Yeah, it's not the preferred format, but even if I did like the scale, for that price, it's like, wow, I can buy 4 or 5 deluxe Transformers for that same price.
Yeah, I would agree with that, but man, I think the one Masterpiece figure that I'm not going to say it would change your mind, but if you had it, you'd be glad you did, is Soundwave.
Oh, yeah, no, I mean, I agree. I mean, it's awesome, but...
Because I had the money kicking around at the time, and so I got it, and holy shit, I love... The joints are starting to get loose on that. I've played with it so much.
I guess that's just one of those things where... At that scale... like for me personally, I look at that scale and I think, no, that's kind of reserved for certain characters. And I guess that's like right now there's like a leader class, and the leader class figures, they're roughly the same size as the Masterpiece stuff. I mean, they're not, you know, they're not the same quality and they're not the same complexity, and you know, they're certainly not the same, engineering, but you know, size wise it's the same. But I guess I look at those and I just think that Soundwave and Blaster don't need to be bigger than Megatron and Optimus Prime. You know, it's just one of those, it's one of those things.
Well, and I don't know, I think it's, since I don't have like a specific verse, I get the figure either because I like the character or I like what it looks like. So I don't care the size so much, and I'm not trying to mesh these all into one thing. So it's like, you know, I never had the Soundwave figure as a kid. So I got the Masterpiece and it's like, holy fuck, this thing's awesome.
Different collectors, different needs. I guess I kind of want my Transformers to be roughly, because I do kind of keep them all in the one, you know, in the one, you know, in the one universe. You know, I just want some of the character scales to make sense.
See, that's one of the things that I don't care, because I grew up watching the comic book or watching the cartoons, and those. So I remember Soundwave being a huge, huge dude. So I don't... The fact that I have a big Soundwave, it's like... That's how I remember him.
Yeah.
I remember him being huge.
Because I've been watching Transformers Prime on Netflix, and they sort of scale the characters on there, I guess, sort of the way I do in my head, where Megatron is bigger than Starscream and most of the rest of the Decepticons. And so, you know, that's just sort of how I see it. Now, I do have a leader class Jetfire, but that's because way back when we had Solomon Witt on the show, he's the one that enlightened me that if I went and I looked at clips of Jetfire from the G1 cartoon, that he is way bigger than Megatron than Optimus Prime. So I'm like, okay. And I found one like cheap. Somebody on one of the Facebook groups was selling one, and it was like cheap. It was like $15 versus $40.
I would suggest that if you do the same thing and just pick up the Masterpiece Soundwave if you can. Even if it doesn't come with the tapes, just see if you can find one, because it is a phenomenal piece. The sculpting and the detail. I mean, there's sculpting on the inside panels of part of his legs. I mean, they've sculpted the inside parts of the figure that you don't see except only when you're transforming it.
I'm happy with my Soundwave that actually plays MP3.
Yeah, I'll give you that.
That's kind
of
cool.
So I found a description of, just as to go back to the Comic Cave stuff, we were trying to figure out what they're made of. Comic Cave, Super Alloy Igor Iron Man Mark 38 action figure, 1/12 scale. The Super Alloy 1/12 scale Igor is from Iron Man 3, fully articulated figurine with interchangeable accessories. 75% of the figure is die cast with 60 points of articulation, light up eyes, and chest arc reactor. Is 8 inches tall and weighs nearly 4 pounds.
60 points of articulation.
Yes, 60 points of articulation.
Holy God.
8 inches tall, and it's nearly a 4-pound toy.
That has got to be, like, each of the fingers is articulated, right?
Yeah, and Amazon has it on Prime for $93.
Damn.
Yeah. 75% of metal, 60 points of articulation, light up eyes, arc reactor, 8 inches tall, 4 pounds, less than $100.
I can't even imagine what the shipping would look like on that.
It's Prime, so the shipping is free.
Well, I was going to say, okay, pretend you're not a Prime customer, and what does the shipping look like?
I don't know. I don't. Since I have Prime, it doesn't show me what it would be.
I'm not a Prime customer only because I don't order from Amazon often enough to need it.
You would change your mind if you knew you had free shipping on everything you bought.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, there's sometimes you can find just fucking amazing deals. Like I wish I'd waited on that 12-inch Marvel Legends Iron Man figure that came out, because they did a Spider-Man, a Captain America, and Iron Man, and I don't know, about a month, 2 months ago, they had each of those for like $12 or $20 or some stupid thing. Jeez. Like that. And they're $50. They're $50 at Toys R Us. And I bought mine at Toys R Us.
When I was at Walmart, I was just looking at that Spider-Man that they did, and it's got, you know, like three heads with it. And, you know, it's like the half unmasked thing, and I didn't see what the price was, damn.
I think they're $50, because I had just gotten laid off, and I'm like, this is my last $50 for toys. I'm getting this goddamn Iron Man figure, because it's Iron Man. I got to have this figure. It's a beautiful figure. I didn't even take it out of the box. And then, you know, 2 months later, it's $25 or $12 on Amazon. And it's...
Damn.
I remember when Falcon...
Also get you the, you know, their video service as well.
Yeah. Yeah, the video service is... Because my in-laws watch Top Gear. So all the three guys that left the original Top Gear and started their own show, it's an Amazon-only show. So,
Amazon Video, they do have a separate Prime service for that. It's like $10 a month. So I do have that. So, you know, I do that. There's a lot of movies and TV shows.
$10 a month means you spend $120 a year on that?
Yeah.
When you could spend $100 for Prime membership.
Yeah, you're spending more.
And free shipping, 2-day shipping on stuff you bought.
Yep. So you're actually spending more money on Amazon than I am.
And you're getting less.
Yes.
Well, but technically, I've only had it for 2 months. So I haven't paid anywhere near that. Shut up. Keep your math and your logic over there where it belongs, damn it.
Well, no, he's right, though. I mean, I don't always like to agree with Jimbo by any stretch of the imagination, but. He's fucking right.
No. He's absolutely right. And I'm kind of pissed off about that. Not at Jimbo. Not right now.
No, you should be pissed at Amazon for scamming you.
I am. I'm going to write a strongly worded letter. And oh, shit. Huh. Yeah, the flaws in my logic have been exposed.
Yeah, so, I mean... Remember the Falcon figure that was $7 a couple of months ago, and it's 25 in the retail.
Yeah,
and I always get on there when I'm looking for stuff because sometimes you can find really good deals on toys on Amazon. I go there before I go to eBay. Not all the time, but every once in a while, they'll have Marvel Legend figures for $3-4 a piece. I just got the Gamora figure for basically retail price, and every time I've never seen it in the store, and every time I see it on eBay, they want $25 for her. And I paid $12 for it on Amazon with Prime and got it free 2-day shipping.
And that's the 3¾-inch one in the white armor?
Yeah, the one I used to make my rescue custom.
Damn. But then, funny, because when I was just, at Walmart looking at the Ulic and the Yondu and the Captain Marvel that have been there for over a year, I can't believe that they've got 4-inch tall figures that are $13 each. What?
With torso joint.
With no torso joint. I mean...
Yeah.
I mean, see, Falcon... For, $20 or $22 or whatever, it's expensive, but that's because, he's got all that, the wings and all the gear. Where's the justification for what's basically, they're glorified, less than glorified Marvel Universe figures that used to be $8. What is the justification for them to be $12 now, or $13?
I don't
that's
know.
That's crazy.
Justification is, fuck you, pay me.
Yeah, pretty much, because, I know when I was working, I've got a buddy that I met when I was working in, one of the guys I worked with in Equatorial Guinea at one of the oil companies. Also, he's a huge Star Wars fan. And he's like, everybody's getting laid off because of everybody got laid off because of the price of oil went down. And he,
same here.
Yeah. And he's like, you know what? He says, don't worry. He says, one of the nice things about this is, one of the byproducts of making gas is the stuff that they use to make toys with. And he's like, it's going to go dirt cheap. So your toys should go down in price because the plastic that they kept saying, when they went to $10 for a Star Wars figure and everybody made the complaint about that. Remember for the vintage one?
Yeah. Because, no, I remember that.
And then
very well.
Hasbro's big thing was, it's the cost of the plastic. Well, when the price of oil went down, get out of that. Goddamn dog hopped up on the side of my chair and started drinking my milk. Helping herself to my milk. Bad puppy. Bad puppy. But so when the price of oil went down, that should have decreased the price of toys because the byproduct of making gasoline is what they use to make toys with. So they can't use the price of plastic as an excuse anymore.
Yeah, and yet the prices just kept going up.
Exactly. So Jimbo's right on that too. It's fuck me, fuck you, pay me. That's exactly
well,
what's going on.
Well, it's just, you know, it's funny because now Target, now they have three of those X-23 Wolverine figures. And they're just sitting there like there's nothing else. I mean, other than, you know, Captain Marvel and, oh yeah, Target too, Captain Marvel and Yondu just sitting there alongside three of those X-23 Wolverines. And I thought, eh, it's here, maybe I'll just, oh, now they're $13. Oh, fuck you guys. No. That's crazy. You know, I do remember paying $10 for the vintage collection Star Wars figures, and that was a lot for one figure, but you know, they were great figures.
They were great figures.
In fact, I remember when Big Bad Toy Store would have some of those figures for $12. And it was like, that was like treasure. It was like, wow, because, you know, on eBay, a lot of those characters, you know, those figures would be $20.
Yes.
But if
you were lucky, now, because some of the rare ones, you know, like the Darth Malgus, when those, that came out, you couldn't get one for less than $50.
Yeah, I just remember, you know, going to the store and, you know, they were $10 and, you know, they were a lot, but in my opinion, you know, the Star Wars, they were worth it. But, like, if the regular, you know, I know nobody likes the 5 point of articulation figures, you know, they're like $8. But if the main, like, if those were replaced by, you know, if they went back to, like, vintage level, you know, the vintage collection level articulation, or even whatever the articulation was just before that, where it was almost there but not quite. But even if the 5POA stuff got replaced by that, I'm like, wow, they'd be $13 each. Damn.
Yeah.
I mean, I know, you know, I know, I think you pay that for the 4-inch Black Series figures through Walmart, but I mean, they're exclusive.
See, now here's the downside to Amazon is the scalpers get on there too. So the new Iron Man figure, the new 3¾-inch Iron Man figure, there's only two in stock, and they're selling them for $34.
What?
Yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah. It's a $12 figure that's in the store right now. And
Amazon factory.
No, they're third parties. They're third party through Amazon. Somebody's scalping them. It's not Amazon.
What are the scalpers charging for Lady Deadpool?
I don't know. Give me a second. My computer's running slow. See, it's sold by Southwest Fulfillment, fulfilled by Amazon. So, I mean, it's a third party. They're scalping it. And there's other people on there trying to scalp it too, because some guys got it for $29.99 with $5 shipping. There's the lady, and see, that's the Iron Man figure. So like the female Wolverine is, they're asking $18.89, and then the Maestro figure is $11.79. The Moon Knight is $18.99. And I don't see the Lady Deadpool. Let me see if I can.
You're still grabbing a Maestro.
Yeah, and that's like the only other figure that I wanted, that I'm considering getting, because I've wanted to do a custom of him for a while.
I saw a guy on Reddit use the head from one of the Schleich statues that you see at Toys R Us. He made a, using Blastar's body, he made a nice dark side. It was just a simple cut and paste of the head from the statue to the figure, and it was like, holy shit, that's Darkseid in, you know, 18th scale.
Huh. So, fine. All right.
Really impressed with it. I might have to do that.
Let me do a search and see what we get for Lady Deadpool. I'll bet it's... See, when the lines first come out, then they're really expensive, but you give it a couple months and they'll be dirt cheap on Amazon.
you got to wait to buy it from the Amazon warehouse themselves.
Yes.
That's the one thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
Buy it in bulk, so you get it cheap. Yeah.
I'm not seeing it. They might not have it yet, because it's, like I said, it's third party, so it's not.
Right.
Because I'm not going to pay $20 for the Lady Deadpool. There it is. Lady Deadpool $22.39.
No, that's cheaper than I thought you were going to say. Because I know she's one of the ones from that wave that, you know, sells out first. And I thought for sure you were going to say there wasn't one for less than like $32 or something.
No, it's, but you know, I mean, that's what I paid for the first Gamora figure that I got to do my rescue custom. When I'm buying figures for customs, I'll spend a little bit more than I would for if I was just buying it to put it, stick it in my collection. I don't know why, but oh yeah, that is a nice figure. Huh, that works really well.
Dark Side? Yeah. Thought so.
I'm not a big Dark Side fan, but that's like, yeah, you can tell exactly what that is supposed to be.
The last time I was a Dark Side fan, it was because of the Superpowers cartoon.
Well, yeah, there's nothing wrong with that either. I grew up watching that, too.
I didn't read the JLA Avengers crossover?
No.
But George Perez
part? Oh, George Perez did that?
Yeah.
Dude, I met him a couple years
ago. And y'all, that was like the greatest fucking thing in 20 fucking years.
I met him at Comic-Con 2 years ago.
It was absolutely perfect what you wanted from a DC and Marvel crossover, man. That was so awesome.
I met him a couple years ago.
In it, because they're crossing over the universes, there's this one scene where Darkseid gets the fucking Infinity Gauntlet.
Oh, that's scary.
I met him at Comic-Con 2 years ago, and he was absolutely fantastic to talk to. I mean, he like came out from behind his booth to take pictures with me. He was awesome.
He's a good guy. I follow him on Facebook. Nice guy.
Darkseid was on the Teen Titans Go cartoon a couple months ago. I was watching it with the kids, and Weird Al Yankovic was Darkseid's voice. That was nice. Interesting.
Yeah,
that was funny as shit.
Weird Al's going to be at the Denver Comic Con this year.
Yeah, did you ever figure out that Weird Al custom that we were brainstorming on?
No, I haven't had time to sit down and do it since I got my new job.
No, I mean, did you ever figure out what you were going to do with it?
No, like I said, I haven't had time to sit down and do anything. Because while I was working on that, that's when I got the idea to do my Target.
Oh, okay.
And then as soon as I got that done, then I got the idea to do my Astro Viper. And I'm going to try and paint that tomorrow. Because I haven't
done it. I got to finish up my Zerka Gorgon. I'm not going to say what it is, though. Although I'll say that probably 1 out of 12 people out there will appreciate it.
Is that the idea for the Sith one?
No.
Okay. I think
it's a god, sort of.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me.
He's going to tie in with the Greek myth stuff.
Yeah.
Not exactly.
Boy, that Maestro is just all the same sculpt, isn't it?
I think it's
all Armored Hulk and Darkseid or something. Or Thanos, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, that's, man, I just, fucking Hasbro and their goddamn fucking repaints, man.
I know, it's across the board. I mean, at least when you get a lot of Transformers repaints, they're not usually straight up repaints. I mean, at least they'll retool them a little bit, you know, they have a few different parts on it.
The only reason I didn't get to the Combiner Wars Bruticus. It was all fucking repaints. I didn't buy a Bruticus figure. That should tell you something. That's a red fucking flag right there.
Because it was made from a bunch of vehicles that were on all the other conveyors.
Yeah, it's straight repaints of existing figures. It's like, fuck that. I am not... Fuck you, Hasbro. I'm not buying your goddamn repaints anymore. That's not the only reason I didn't buy any 50th anniversary G.I. Joe stuff. The reason was I couldn't find it to begin with. But, you know, it's the reason I'm not upset that I didn't get any, other than the Saw Viper that you gave me.
Because
it was all fucking repaints. I mean, they did a couple of new heads and called them new characters. I can't buy it anymore. I just can't. And, the Marvel stuff, most of them are repaints on those, too. I mean, the Lady Deadpool's just a straight friggin' reissue of the San Diego Comic-Con figure.
Yeah, and see, I've got that set, so I wasn't sure if there was any differences with Lady Deadpool or not.
I don't think so. I think it's the exact same fucking figure, because it comes with the Squirrel Pool that was in that set, too. You know, the only reason I bought the Doctor Strange and the Guardians of the Galaxy figures were because they were new figures. That was reason enough to get them. They're new figures. And the Iron Man was a new sculpt figure. It's not a repaint. Of course, I probably would have bought it if it was a repaint, but that's just Iron Man.
Of course.
But I mean, you know, the Transformers repaints, G.I. Joe repaints, Marvel Universe repaints. The only ones they don't do that on are, like the 6-inch Marvel Legends.
Well, and eventually they'll get like, I mean, they'll get repaints too. I think they're usually exclusives though.
Yeah. That reminds me, the
announcement for Spidey and Mary Jane.
Yeah, I saw that.
Exclusive.
Yeah.
Mary Jane looks like that Jessica Jones they did.
Oh, really?
They do that, or is that a custom? I thought I saw a 6-inch Jessica Jones.
There is one. There's a.
The Netflix one?
Yeah, I was going to say, I think they're making Luke Cage and Daredevil, too.
Yeah, they're not out yet, though.
I would say they're definitely doing the Punisher.
Huh, I don't know. I've seen that. I heard about the Deadpool, but I didn't, or the Deadpool, the Daredevil, but I didn't know about any of the other ones. But they're not out yet, so I don't even think they've announced them. That was reminds me. There's a 6-inch 2-pack that's going to come out for Spider-Man Homecoming. You want to split it, JD? One is Spider-Man, the other one's an Iron Man figure.
Sure.
Because I don't want the Spider-Man figure, but it's a new Iron Man armor. So,
does he have new armor in Spider-Man Homecoming?
Figure, it does look like a new armor. People are saying it looks kind of like the Ultimate armor because it's got a lot of silver in it.
Ooh, nice.
Yeah, I'll see if I can find a picture of it. I don't think I have.
Y'all watch Iron Fist?
No, Iron Man.
Mm.
Oh, no.
Did y'all watch Iron Fist?
No, not yet. We're going to start watching it tomorrow.
I'll be watching that soon. It's the first one of the Netflix series, and I didn't start watching it the weekend that it came out. I mean, I don't think none of them. I don't think I've started on the day that they were released, but and I'm certainly, I certainly never watched the whole season in one weekend. It took me a little over a week to watch. Jessica Jones, Daredevil Season 2, and Luke Cage each. But, yeah, I haven't started Iron Fist yet. Not for any particular reason other than I've just been watching other stuff. I'm not worried about the mixed reviews or the bad reviews or the bad product. I don't care about any of that. I haven't gotten to watching it yet.
I don't give a shit about anybody else's opinion. I want to watch it for myself and see. I mean, it's not a character I'm invested in, so I don't care what anybody else has to say about it.
I'm not so much worried about that. It's just more like I'm not. I guess it's because I don't have any particular tie to Iron Fist. I never have.
Yeah, same here.
I did start watching. I never heard of Jessica Jones till they first announced those shows were coming, and I did start watching that right away. But it's because, well, David Tennant, you know.
Yeah.
But even if you know, I didn't know who she was really. I'm like, I guess David Tennant play a bad guy, but
right.
Yeah, I haven't. And you know, Daredevil Season 2 came out, and I did. I think I waited a day or two to start watching that. But Iron Fist, I don't even know who any of his villains are. I'm not.
I just threw a picture of the Iron Man figure in the link for the Homecoming armor.
Let's see. Oh, cool.
Yeah, it's a nice looking figure. I think it's
look like the Ultimate Iron Man. Yeah. Oh, fuck yeah.
I think it's just a repaint of the Civil War armor, but I'm not positive.
I'm fine with repaints.
For Iron Man,
Iron
Man, it works for me because, shit.
That's what happens.
Yeah.
That is cool. Oh, yeah, we'll split it. All right. Oh, nice.
Yeah, the Spider-Man looks like a nice figure, too, actually. I mean, they're both nice figures. Let me see if I can find the Spider-Man figure. Here it is. Let me get... Give it to Blake. So, Blake will dig it.
Oh, yeah, he will. Yes. Yeah, he likes action figures in all scales. Although lately his fascination now is monster trucks. He can name, I can't believe how many of the monster trucks this kid can name. And he can identify them on sight. He'll sit there and watch YouTube videos. And I'll watch them with him. I'm like, phew, this is all the Demolition Derby I never needed to watch. but hey, you know, you got kids, you watch all kinds of shit that you thought you'd never watch. Can't believe the amount of anime I've watched with my daughter. I'm like, God, I hate anime. I'm watching it anyways.
That reminds me, Jimbo, are you going to go see Ghost in the Shell?
Fuck no.
I was asking Jimbo.
Oh.
I'll wait till... I'm lucky in that I have Mondays off, so I can wait past the weekend and then go see it when there's nobody else there. And that's what I'll want to do, I think, is wait for the reviews.
Gotcha. I know you're not going to want to see it.
Yeah, no.
But I know Jim, that's kind
of
more
Jimbo's that original out. Movie, man, that's like one of my top five science fiction films of all time.
But see, there's so many versions of it, I don't know which one I need to watch.
Oh. When they're just turning it all into, oh, they stole your memory, and they're using you as a tool of the whatever, you know. It's not the fucking movie, man. You know?
Oh,
I don't know. I haven't seen it. I don't know which. I tried to figure. There looks like there's a whole bunch of different stuff for that title, so I don't know what I'm looking for to watch the original one.
Just all you're looking for is Ghost in the Shell, 1995.
All right. Hey, Jim, JD, there's a Spider-Man figure in the chat.
I just looked. Oh, nice.
Yeah.
He doesn't look like a 16-year-old boy, but no. That's a nice-looking figure.
It is a nice-looking figure.
We rewatched Civil War last weekend for the first time since I saw it in the theater. And boy, there was a lot of stuff in that movie I forgot about. In fact, there were parts of it I'm like, it feels like a first-time watch because I hadn't seen it. I really like Tom Holland as Spider-Man. I really like that version of Spider-Man. And I am looking, despite the wonky movie poster, I am looking forward to seeing that movie.
I'm looking forward to seeing it, and I haven't gone to a Spider-Man figure since I walked out of Spider-Man 3. Put out Spider-Man 3, they lost me as a Spider-Man fan. And I did not go see any of the Amazing Spider-Man movies because I'm like, fuck you, you ruined it the last time. I'm not giving you more money. But,
oh, you're not even allowed to watch those because it's Gwen Stacy in them.
Well, but I could have watched them on the plane when I went to Africa without Emily knowing about it, so.
I didn't watch it. I saw Amazing Spider-Man, and I liked it. But I didn't see the second one.
There were moments where I really, really, really liked Andrew Garfield as Spidey, but they weren't like plot relevant moments. You've probably seen the clip of where he's taking on the burglar and he's like webbing him against the brick wall and he's joking.
I liked his Spider-Man because he had the big mouth like Spider-Man's supposed to have, and Tobey Maguire didn't play that version.
No.
And Spider-Man, he's supposed to be. Yeah,
there was this one scene in I think the first movie where Garfield there's this little dorky kid, he's getting bullied because of his science project and whatnot, and you know, Spider-Man like swoops down, takes care of the bully and whatnot. And then you see him walking away with the kid, you know, his arm around his shoulder and all that stuff, giving him a pep talk and all that shit. And I was like, that's a cool little moment. That's Peter Parker right there. I really like it. But it, you know, and then it was like a minute long, and then they went back to the shit where they had, you know, what's his name? Is Electro and the kid
Fox
from Chronicle as the Green Goblin Jr. And it was just, that was all just dog shit.
I couldn't watch it after Spider-Man 3, but I will go see Spider-Man Homecoming, not only just because it has Iron Man in it, but because it looks good.
I didn't see Amazing Spider-Man 2 because let's put it this way. I like the Amazing Spider-Man movie overall, but that version of the Lizard was crap. And basically, I heard that the Green Goblin and Electro were handled just as badly.
Yeah.
And I just like, I don't feel the need to see it. And you know what? I understand in the comics why Gwen Stacy's death was such a big deal. What I don't really understand is why the movie felt the need to also do that. They didn't need to, because let's face it, I know that they ended up canceling the Amazing Spider-Man series and, you know, doing the deal with Marvel, but they were originally planning to do another movie, and I was actually hoping that they were going to buck the expectations and not kill off Gwen Stacy, because despite what you may feel about the character, Emma Stone was really good in that part, and I was just kind of hoping that they were going to defy the expectations and just say, you know, fuck it, we're not going to kill Gwen Stacy, we're going to keep her around because she has good chemistry with Andrew Garfield.
They shouldn't have. I mean, she was a reoccurring character in Spider-Man for years and years and years. There's no reason that they had to. They just,
no, they
They just,
I think,
ever, you think of Gwen Stacy and you think of her death, and that's, yeah, you know, the most iconic thing that they can do, it. So that's why they
it's like
that was just, in like issue 50 of Spider-Man or something.
I was going to say later than that, but I don't remember.
I mean, she'd been his girlfriend for like years at that point when he died.
I was going to say 150, but I might be wrong on that.
Well, and I think that's why it sucks that they decided that her death in the comics was such a big thing that we're going to do that again. Why?
Death of Gwen Stacy, 221, so I wasn't too far off.
But
holy shit, that was like 10 years later then.
Yeah. Huh. Yeah,
shit, more than that, like... Shit, that was like in the 70s.
Yes,
then, wasn't it?
Actually, published the month and year I was born, July 1973.
That's when Gwen Stacy died. Was in 73 during the Nixon administration.
Yep.
Fucking crap! I thought she died, Carter, dude. Fuck! I thought she died like before Vietnam ever started.
No, God, no! Because they were. That was. If you read those comic books, they talk about protesting for Vietnam and that.
Holy shit.
Yeah. I mean, that's, you know, that's why Emily hates Gwen Stacy's, because she's read all of those old comic books and hates, absolutely detests the way that she treated Peter Parker, and that's why she hates her so much.
Hmm. Yeah, that blows my mind.
Well,
yeah, I was going to say, I thought it was 150, so I wasn't too far off. What was one Spider-Man?
She was really good in that part. In fact, other than Snarky Spider-Man, she was the highlight of those movies, and so killing her was the wrong thing to do. Like, there was no reason not to do that. I mean, there was no reason that they couldn't buck the trend and just said, you know what, we're going to keep Gwen Stacy around. I'm just like, and then, because when the movie came out, I wasn't really planning to go see it right away, and then we just ended up never going to see it, because I read all the spoilers. I'm like, yep, they just had the killer, didn't they? It's just so... I mean, it isn't like they were being faithful to the comics with anything else. No. So, why do that? Like, money. If you're gonna change everything else anyway...
That's the only thing just, that she's... You know, people think of Gwen Stacy and all they can think of is... Well, I won't say...
stupid, because I'm like
very,
you
this
said,
is a very general... Very generalization... Is that, you know, people think of Gwen Stacy, and all they can think of is the death of Gwen Stacy, and the, you know, how tragic that was, that, you know, basically Spider-Man killed her. It wasn't really the Green Goblin. I mean, sure, he chucked her off, but it was Spider-Man trying to save her that actually killed her.
Yep, crack. Oops.
Yep.
But, I mean, like I said, it isn't like they were remotely faithful to any of the many versions of Spider-Man they've done over the years, so I don't know why they felt the need to keep that. They could have just said, fuck it, we're just gonna do our own thing. I mean, cause like I said, they were doing it on all the villains, on you know, the backstory of Peter Parker's parents and all that. I mean, they went off in a completely different direction, so
it's the iconic thing. It's the other, they're trying to draw the people, and that's their, you know, they're going for the lowest common denominator, I think, is the best way of putting that.
But I guess it sucks, because like you said, she was around for, you know, the first 10 years of the comics, so, so stupid.
Yeah, I don't know what her first appearance was. Let's take a look at that.
But they could have done what the Ultimate Spider-Man comics did. They didn't kill Gwen Stacy. They should have just done that. But yeah, it means nothing now, because now that Sony owns Spider-Man, but Marvel's using him, it's like it feels like he's on the right track now.
First appearance of Gwen Stacy was issue 31.
damn, she was around for a long time then.
Yeah, almost just under 100 issues. 90-some issues, because they killed her in in 121, 122, so, or 122, I think. So, yeah, just 90 issues, basically.
I mean, I'm not, I'm not a huge fan of Emma Stone. I don't think I've ever seen her in anything else. But she was really kind of the light in the first movie. I mean, although, Sally Field, she was really good as Aunt May. Snarky Peter Parker is exactly what we needed after three movies of whiny Peter Parker. The villains, they were just shit. I mean, the Lizard was just, oh God, it was terrible. It was terrible.
Yeah, he of the three villains that Spidey fought, the Lizard was the best one.
I think I have them. I don't know. I might have bootlegs of one of them, and I think I bought one of them to watch on the plane to Africa, but never did. But yeah, I can never bring myself to watch those.
You know what? Honestly, I liked the first one, but in retrospect, dude, you're not missing anything.
Yeah.
It's not.
Well, then, we talked about this on the show before, is the reason they keep pumping these out and keep rebooting them is that the agreement with Marvel is if they don't keep making movies with these characters, the rights revert to Marvel.
Well, at least Marvel decided, hey, we're not going to do the, we're not going to retell the origin, because they're right. Everybody knows the origin, just don't. Well, and it's funny because, you know, they introduced it, so.
Mail saying Rogue One is now available on iTunes, so I know what I'm doing tomorrow.
Ooh.
It's been out since like Tuesday or something, hadn't it?
I don't know.
I have no idea.
I don't know. I just got the email saying that it's just now available, so.
Well, daughter asked me today, when Rogue One comes out, are we going to buy it? I'm like, yeah, we saw it three times in the theater. Yeah, I'll definitely buy it.
Yeah, I'm setting my computer up to download it before I go to bed. And so thanks for listening. Tune in next time when it's next time.
Good night.
Good night.